Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust over 40 years of experience providing innovative pension solutions. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Earlier today, the Taoiseach apologised to the Milne family who featured in last night's primetime programme, saying the state has failed to provide their children with the education which is appropriate to their needs.
I watched that programme. It's not good enough. And the state has failed the Millen family and Ryan and Kyle in particular in terms of providing a proper, comprehensive education for those children that would be appropriate to their needs, and they have complex needs. And they have applied to two schools. They've been refused. And I apologise to the Millen family on behalf of the government because it simply isn't good enough. I don't stand over this.
And that was the Taoiseach in the Dáil today, having watched the primetime programme last night. Well, last night's programme featured the struggle of Gillian and Darren Milne, who've been left without appropriate education for their twin sons, Ryan and Kyle, who have severe autism. Their mother, Gillian, joins me now. You're very welcome, Gillian, and thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Hi, thank you.
You heard that apology from the Taoiseach earlier. You've listened to it again there. What does it mean to you?
If I'm honest, it's too little too late. We're gutted as a family at what happened to the twins and us as a family. It was only the Taoiseach himself that brought this up in the Dáil in 2019 when we featured on prime time to say it wasn't good enough and that it was a situation that needed to be dealt with. And now, 3 years later, he himself is giving us a state apology. It's just too late. Ryan and Kyle are 11 now. You know, he can't give us back those 6 years that they should have been in school. They're now coming up to the age of nearly secondary school age. You know, they didn't get to make their communion with any friends or anything. And, you know, I'm not holding out any hope for them making their confirmation with one either. Mm-hmm. You know, they just want to go somewhere and be like every other child and have what every other child has. And I don't see that just because you have autism that should be taken away from you.
Is it difficult listening to the apology knowing that the politicians in the Dáil discussing this case knew about this case 3 years ago, as you say? It was raised in the Dáil 3 years ago.
Yes, it's really difficult. It's really difficult because as parents, you don't think that, you know, even though you get this apology, we would prefer someone called us up this morning and said, you know something, we're going to make sure that your kids have a school place for September even, not even right now. It would mean more to us as parents that they put their efforts into doing that for Ryan and Kyle and for other children and to not let any other family go through what we've gone through. I mean, you can make all the apologies you want, but no one knows what goes on behind closed doors. We've lost our home. Can you give us that back, Taoiseach? Can you give us, you know, Darren's had to give up work. You know, we're now, you know, we'll never be financially stable. Our home was all we wanted to give our boys for when something ever happens to us, that there would be something here that could either be sold or that they could stay in and be cared for. If, you know, like, is that not what every parent wants for their children? Never mind you've got two children that you know will never be able to look after themselves.
Yeah. And it's really clear from primetime last night, Gillian, that you and Darren give every ounce of energy that you have for those children, for Ryan and Kyle. For people who may not have seen the programme, can you just give them a taste or an idea of what the daily routine is like?
Well, like you said the main word there, routine, because that's everything for autism. So Ryan and Kyle might be identical twins, but they're completely different personality-wise. So our average day with Kyle could, a lot of mornings of the week start at 3 a.m., where he gets up at 3 a.m. and he stays up until he goes back to bed the following evening at 9 p.m. When he gets up at 3 a.m., he needs to go for a drive. He only goes every day to McDonald's for breakfast. That's all he eats. So he will want to get in the car at 3 a.m., even though McDonald's doesn't open till 7 a.m. So we might take Kyle for two or three drives between that time. until eventually it's time for McDonald's to open. And then usually before that, Ryan has gotten up. And what happens in our house then is if somebody's out driving with Kyle, well, then the other one of us has to get up with Ryan. It's not like one parent, you know, can look after the two of them. It's not like Ryan and Kyle could ever be left for 2 minutes on their own because, you know, they're not safety conscious. They're a flight risk. They don't understand. You know, their level of understanding is very, very bad. Like, they have a profound learning difficulty. So Kyle has, you know, ADHD. He's OCD. He's sensory processing disorder. They've both got weak immune systems, so they pick up one infection after another. They won't stay in the house. Like your average kid would be used to the routine of going to school. Mine don't have that. So we have got to fill a day every day for Ryan and Kyle.
And you guys have been brought to the brink, Gillian, in terms of the impact this has had on your mental health. I mean, you and Darren are trying to do the right thing by your children.
We are.
It's obvious you feel that there's little or no help at all from the state.
No. I mean, it's soul-destroying because it's like living in Groundhog Day. You get up every day and you know what's facing you for that day. Like, we don't have a social life. We don't get to go out for dinner. We don't get to go to the cinema. We don't have anyone that comes in except for our oldest boy, who's 21 now. And for such a long time, he's been like the third parent. And that's unfair in itself. Because, you know, he has to have a life and he can't be the one that just is there all the time to help out with his brothers. And that's what's happened. And, you know, so it's particularly on your mental health. I can't even stress how difficult it is because you have a love for your children that you won't let them down. And you'll keep going and keep going, but you do get to breaking point. And that was what happened to me, unfortunately. I just felt like I couldn't go on anymore. It's like, even if there had been a little light at the end of the tunnel that someone said, you know what, in September the kids are going to start school and it might be a slow process, but it was something to look forward to. It was getting that the days, there was nothing to look forward to anymore, yeah. Except for just doing the same thing day in, day out with the boys.
And Darren had to give up work, is that right?
That's right, yeah. Darren was a bus driver. So first he went on a 3 day, you know, he was 3 days in work and two at home, and obviously COVID kicked in as well. So like for the likes of children that could do distance learning, unfortunately ours couldn't do that, you know. So it meant that we were at home all day, every day. So Darren then had to go from, you know, he had to give up work completely and go full-time carer for the boys.
So you're as a family, and you outlined this in the programme last night, you're living on very little. Is it €376 per week and a little bit of illness benefit as well?
That's right.
I mean, that just
the way
adds
the
to
cost of living has gone up. Like, you even try keeping a house going with electricity and gas and food. Never mind trying to entertain Ryan and Kyle all day, every day. You can't do it. We've gotten ourselves into debt. You know, we've had family try to help us out. Like, and it's just, you feel forever like, you know, I have to ask this person if they could just lend us. And I'm talking money for food in your fridge here, not money for pleasure or, you know, for play centres or anything like that. It's just
the
basically
basics.
Just to keep going, to put petrol in the car some days.
Mm-hmm. And Darren said in the programme yesterday, just because they have autism, it doesn't mean they don't matter. And it obviously, that's the feeling you get then, is it?
It does, yeah. It really feels like, you know, if Ryan and Kyle didn't have autism, well then they'd have just gone to, you know, your local school and they'd have gotten their place and, you know, that would have been life for us. But because they have autism, it's nearly like they've been punished for it. In my opinion, you know, these are the children with special needs that they need more than your average child. These should be, and I'm not saying they should be prioritised over any other child, but just let them have the same as every other child.
Yeah.
Don't, you know, punish them. We've had, you know, most people get progression. We've had regression. We've had Ryan and Kyle say words, and now they're all gone. You know, so not only do they not get an education, but your services come through your education with special needs, like your occupational therapy, your speech therapy. So because they weren't in school, all those services stopped for us. And even though we fought hard and tried to get them back, we couldn't get them.
And the Taoiseach said today that your family was failed by the state. But in reality, it's an ongoing failure. It's a monthly failure. It's a yearly, an annual failure, because you have to apply to schools in your area every single year and you get nowhere every single year. So it's a repeated, soul-destroying, I can imagine, failure. Now, you did get a call this morning from Minister Josepha Madigan, who has responsibility in this area. Can you tell me how that went?
Yeah, so I actually got a phone call on my mobile early this morning from her. And she just briefly wanted to know if it was possible to meet up with myself and Darren to discuss the boys. It wasn't a phone call to say, listen, I have a school place for your children, or we're very hopeful of one. It was, can you meet us at a time that's convenient for yourselves? And if so, then her secretary would be in touch with a time for us to go and discuss the boy's situation with her.
And you'll meet with her, I assume?
Yes, we will meet with her, yeah. Well, if we're honest, it's not like we're going in there full of hope, going, you know what, we're going to come out of here with a school place.
Yeah. Can I ask you, what do you want? If we could have a magic wand and just give you what you wanted right now, what would it be, Gillian?
Well, the kids will always be the priority for myself and Darren. They're our whole world. So our priority would be to get them the services and the education that they deserve. So it would be their school place and their services first. And if someone was to say I had a magic wand for anything else, well then after that would be that we got to keep our house and not just be tenants in it, but to keep our house just for Ryan and Kyle. So that, you know, when that day comes, and as a parent of a child with special needs, you dread that day because you know they're not going to be able to manage without you. So it's something for them, you know, something just that makes you as a parent feel like you've done your job. You know, right now we feel like failures, even though we know we're not failures, because we do everything for Ryan and Kyle.
No, you're anything but, to be honest, Gillian.
Thank you.
And you want those school places and the wraparound services immediately, or ASAP, isn't that right?
Yes, absolutely, yeah. I mean, we know it's May and the kids are coming to the end of the school year. Like you said, we're not hoping for miracles, but... You know, if we were to meet next week with the minister and she said, you know something, you've got this place secure for September to, you know, put the kids in at their ease and the way their psychology report says they should go in gradually, and I would be just over the moon to know for them that this was going to happen.
Gillian, thank you so much for talking to us. I know Primetime has been highlighting your programme. We'll definitely keep an eye on your story as well, and we'll report any progress or not. Gillian Milne, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Thank you.